Okay, the last piece of Gemara before the Mishnah. Amar Rava Kasav Lagev Nasne Biaravda Yashein Umisham Rasay Hari Zaget Yer Ainaget. The Avalei Chatzah Mishtamerah Shalala Daizah. If you put a get in the hands of an awake Eved, so Kozman the Eved is awake, he's shomer the get, but he's shomer the get on his own das. Whatever he does more for himself, so it's not a get. If he's sleeping, so then it is a good get. So Prakta Gemara, Yitaka writes that sleeping is a good shmira. Yashenu misham rasi haris get amai chotzem halechesi v'chotzem haleches leikana. This is Aitik Epsul chotzem haleches, that the Eved is a kinyan chotzer, but it's a chotzem haleches, the Eved is capable of walking. Chitemi yashin shani yamar avakoshi l'mahalach leikana v'yeshev leikana. Chotzem haleches doesn't mean it's moving, it means it can move on its own. So something that can move on its own is a chotzem haleches. Something that can't move on its own, it's not a chotzem haleches. Something that could move, even if it's standing still, it's a chotzem haleches. So it's not kaina. The hilchasa bekafus. So the way Rashi learns, the hilchasa bekafus means that Rava's memra, bahukama Rava, that again. That if you have a eved that's kafus, so a tied up eved, that takes off the problem of chotzem haleches. He's not capable of walking. And therefore, it's kind. Well, he's not capable of ever walking again unless someone helps him. He's tied up. So, right. if he's sleeping, he's capable of walking again when he wakes up. Right, but he can't untie himself. So he himself is not a chotzem haleches. So the Rashi brings the question of whether in the maskana it's kafus. So what do you need his sleeping for? If he's tied up, so who cares if he's sleeping? And he's awake. He's a chatzir. It should be kaina anyway. If you put on an eved that's tied up, might not mean if the eved is sleeping. And he's medayik in Rashi that bahu kama rava. Rava is talking about sleeping. So it seems that you need sleeping and tied up to be kaina. Why is he sleeping and tied up? If he's tied up, he should be kaina, finished. He's tied up, so in Mela there's no... If he's tied up, so then it's a chata mishlamas l'daitah has this, and it's also a... it's also not ma'alechas. What? If he's tied up. I'm glad you're saying it, because what you're saying the Rosh says, but I don't understand it. So maybe you'll explain. The Rosh says that even if you're tied up, if David is awake and tied up, he's a chatzit that's Meshamer himself. That's what he says. If David would be, he's tied up, he's not chatzit malachas. If he's awake and tied up, so it's not a chatzit Meshamer, the daita of the Isha, it's the das of the Eved. If he's sleeping, then it's fine. Then it's the das of the Isha. So it's hard to understand in the Rosh is, well, what kind of a thing is this? That a tied up person, that's not hard to understand. A tied up person, he's tied up. Tied up means he can't walk. He can't travel on his own. His hands and feet are tied up. So what does the Rosh mean? It's a chatzah mishtameres? But dai toy of the Eved? What mishtameres? He can't do anything. The seven is tied up and he's lying there, and somebody put a shtar, a get, into his hand. So saying that since he's awake, it's mishtamer l'daita. So what does mishtamer l'daita mean? That can't stop an Eved, a Ghana, from doing anything, but he could see. So he could see if a Ghana comes, he'll notice.
The whole idea of having someone wanting it, realistically, you have a chutzner, someone's going to come into it. The idea that someone's
so if he'd be blindfolded, maybe it'd be different. But he's blindfolded, he could still scream.
Different than his
if he gigged and blindfolded. What? Okay, the saying is that just like we said, a keli that has mechitzas is considered mishtameres because a person would be reluctant to take things from there, which in the Siva said that's called mishtameres. So same thing, the Eved. If the Eved is sleeping, then not that way, that's it. Sleeping, people take it. But if he's awake, he could see. He can't see, I don't know what matters. If he could see or not, people would be reluctant to take. It's not something to rush me, so that's why it's a chatzah mishtameres. Okay. Follow in the Kabbalah. That's what he says, that if you'd be tied and awake, it's considered a chatzah mishtameres, and you wouldn't be kind. It would say to Eved, it's mishtameres the das of the Eved, and you wouldn't be a good get. That's what the Rosh says. It's takarai, it's what we said. The mishtameres doesn't mean mishtameres, people think chatzah mishtameres means you have a big lock, that you have to stop a ganav. You see from here, it doesn't mean that. It doesn't mean that you can stop a ganav. It just means that there's a certain awareness of the fact that that it's ganavit to take from you. So that's the din of ganav. Now let's start the next Mishnah. We start now a discussion of a brand new kinyan, kinyan d'Avad Amis, Hoisei Medis Rishus Arab. What's type Rishus Arabim? So first of all, you have to notice the Machlekes Rishayim, the translation of the words Rishus Arabim. Tosfos on the Yamid Beis learns, at least in his second shot, that this doesn't mean the street. It means Sidei Rishus Arabim, the sides of the street, or a simta. A simta, or tzidei rishus harabim, are places you're allowed to put things down whenever you want. Mashiach came to rishus harabim itself, you're not allowed to, a person has no right to park in the middle of the street. So the street itself, you can't be kind of a dalet amos in the middle of the street. On the tzidei rishus harabim, the sides of the sidewalk, or simta, simta means a area where everyone's allowed to put things down, like you have a shuk, a place that's open for a market, it's not a thoroughfare. It's a simta. See, there's just around where you're allowed to put things down, there, each person, whoever comes there, can be kind of a dalet amos. So Tosfos learns that the Mishnah is talking about the kinya dalet amos of simta. And for today, we're going to learn with Tosfos Shita. You should know that the Rashba disagrees. The Rashba learns Rishus Harabim is Rishus Harabim Mamish, the middle of the street. And even though there's no Kinyan Dalet Amis in the middle of the street, by Gittin, Mishum Iguna Hikilu, to make it easier to give a woman a get, they were Mekel Akula Dafka for an Isha for a get, that she could be kind of a get with Dalet Amis in the middle of the street. Which is a pshat that will... What? What about the cases of Kiddushin and Chai? That's not Rishus Harabim. It says V'chein. Right? It's only for Gittin. Some of you is what you're saying, because it seems to be an obvious problem. Right? Okay, but in the Rashba, the question. At any rate, these are the two pshatim. We're going to get back to the Rashba because the Shulchan Aruch seems to pass like the Rashba. But for today, we're going to talk about Tosfos' Mahalach, which is the way it seems most of the Mefarshim talk about the Sugya. Then we're talking about Simta and Kinyan Dalet Amis, and at least for today, when we talk about Kinyan Dalet Amis, we're talking about it in a Simta. So the Mishnah says, Zarkai La, Karav La Mugureshis, Karav La Yeinu Mugureshis, Vetzal Nesu Mugureshis, Vetzal Mugureshis, a Suffolk. That's the whole Sugya Sagamara to figure out the case. Chayli in Kedushin, Chayli in Chayv, someone's repaying a Chayv, Amalai Ba Chayva is rightly Chayvi, Zarkalai, Karv Lamalva, Zacha Malva, Karv Lalaiva, Halaiva Chayv, Mestal Mestal Shneim Echlaik. It's Hashem, we'll get back to it in the Gemara, why we say Achlaiku, which is a legitimate question, but right now we're going to focus on get to today. Hechi Dami Karv Lai, Hechi Dami Karv Lai, Amar Rav Arba Amishallah, Zel Karv Lai, Amar Shalai, Zel Karv Lai. That's the case. So talking here with Kinyan Arba Amis. As I said, we're trying to understand Kinyanim. First let me tell you, what is a Kinyan Arba Amis? A kinyan arba amis is a kinyan derabbanon. In our Torah, there's no such kinyan. The Rabbanu were afraid, the Loyosi Lansuye, they're going to be hefka things in the street, people are going to run and fight and pull it away from each other. So they made a takana that whatever's in your Dalet Amos is yours. Whatever's in his Dalet Amos is his. So that, to make it simpler, how a person could be kind of things in the street, if you're standing there, you're kind of with Dalet Amos. That's Noyig Hayoim, it's Noyig Noyig today too. If you're standing at a bus stop, and there's money on the floor next to you, so you're kind of with your Dalet Amos. If someone else has no right to take it, he might be quicker than you to grab it, but you're kind of with your whatever's around your Dalet Amos, you're kind of, that's Kenyan, the Kenyan of Dalet Amos. So the Gemara tries to fit that into the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Heichi dami mechza mechza. You have to have a case where the man and the woman are mechza mechza in the Dalet Amos. Omer Shmuel bar Yitzchak, Kegoy shal yishnayim oimdim ba'arba Amos. They're both standing in the same Dalet Amos. So the Gemara levzi haiminayu kodim. What does that mean? Gemara is saying that whoever comes first is kind. So let's say you're standing at a bus stop, and when you got there, there was no money on the floor, and someone else came after you. Now you're both standing there, and something falls on the floor. So the Gemara says, "Hai minayu kodim." Whoever's first gets the metzia. It's his. Hesber. With explanation. Hush pshat. We're both standing there. Why do I get it? Because I was first. So Pashup Shad is, it's my Dalet Amos. So whoever's first, it's his Dalet Amos. Just like if you have a Hefker house. Whoever goes there first and makes the Kenyan is kind of. Dalet Amos, if you're standing there, that's your Dalet Amos. That's what you're kind of. So the Gemara says, whoever's first gets it. It can't be they both came at the same second. How could two people own the same Dalet Amos? That's the Gemara's kasha. It's not Shaykh. Eav Shalit Samson. Someone was there first. If you don't know it was there, so it's a suffix. But it's not Shaykh that it should be Arba Amish or Shneya. Rabbi Kivager asks here a kasha, which is goodbye. The whole, all the tumbling over Kinyan Dalet Amos, whether you're learning about Metzia, you're learning Gittin, it all comes down to Rabbi Kivager's kasha and Teretz, and then what you can build from this Rabbi Kivager. Rabbi Kivager says, I can come up with a case where it's Efshel Tamsa, where you can have two people at the owning the same Dalet Amos at the same second. How can I have such a case? He says, let's say Reuven is standing by the bus stop, waiting for a bus. So Reuven's there first. Then this husband and wife come to the same Dalet Amos. Is either one kinda? Is either one kinda Dalet Amos? No. Who's Dalet Amos? It belongs to Reuven. Reuven was there first. The bus comes. Reuven gets on the bus. He goes away. He leaves the husband and wife standing there. As soon as Reuven leaves the Dalet Amos, he loses possession of the Dalet Amos. That's a simta. Simta is, when you're standing there, it's your Dalet Amos. When you walk away, it's not your Dalet Amos. As soon as Reuven leaves, at that second, this Dalet Amos now becomes freed up. And the next person is kind. Who's next? The husband and wife are both there already, the same second. Because they came while Reuven was there. So now, this belongs to the husband and wife equally. Father Gakashim. Kivega obviously liked the kasha because he writes about it in four or five places, in the Pirshon Mishnayis and a few tshuvas, and it sounds like a great kasha. They have a case where it could belong to both of them. No? So Gemara says he actually tough. They can't step in at the same time.
No, the wife will walk at the same time. One first.
And so. Well, kids, okay, when they came, it belonged to Reuven.
You know that
Why should it be that way? It's like take a number and you're waiting online. Whoever comes first is waiting. The kinyan is pashtus when the person goes away. So, let's say, I'll give you an example.
No, I have no amos.
You don't have it, Reuven. Reuven's not an amos. You don't have Dalet Amos. I'll ask you a question. Let's say you have a ger. A ger who has no relatives. And if anybody knows a ger with no relatives, hope he lives a long time. But if he's ever dying, you have the opportunity. When the kind of Gemara. Right? So the ger is dying. Whoever is in the second he dies, whoever grabs his possessions, the tefker belongs to the person, right? So it's your shayla. You have this ger who's dying. And he owns, whatever, he owns a field. So you have two people run to the ger's field, and they want to be kainit. Both of them want to make a kinyan in this field, or whatever it is that they want to be kainit. So they run there, and they're both there. One came first. The ger's still alive. Reuven came first, Shimon came second. Now the ger dies. Does Reuven have a taina? I was first. Well, no such taina. What's the mitzvah? Who's first? At the second the ger dies, whoever's there is kaina. So let's say the Reuven and Shimon are both there, and they're both busy opening and closing the doors in the house, right? They want, whenever he dies, they should be closing the doors, or they're fixing something. He dies. So if they're both doing it at the same time, so they're both kaida simultaneously, it's a shutfus. Reuven will say, I was there first, I was here since last night, I've been in the vineyard the whole time waiting for him to die. Doesn't matter. It matters that the second he dies, who's there? Why? It's what? So I'll say kind of chazaka, whatever the kinyan is, doesn't matter what the kinyan is. No, let's say Reuven started doing chazaka earlier. It won't matter because at the time he started doing the chazaka, someone else. So it matters. It depends. The moment he dies, who's doing chazaka first? So here also, the moment Reuven goes away, who's standing in the Dalai Lama's first? They're both at the same time. Everybody has a right. Well, that's every get is either the other half. But so this sort of key bag is kasha. What? The Gemara says, "Ha'iyah shalatzam," saying you can't have a possible case where two human beings own the same dalet amos b'simta. That's the Gemara saying. It's not possible. Yesh. You can't have a case where two people own the same dalet amos b'simta. Whoever's first is first. Can't have a case. So to Bikivega, you could have a case. You have a case where they both were there, and then Reuven left, and he's kind of, and it's a pashta case. Once you have the case, it should be pashta that the shufi. No, Yehuda, I'm asking to the case again. Reuven was kind of the Dalet Amos. What? No, the catch wasn't put down yet. Reuven's kind of the Dalet Amos. Then he leaves. So now they're both standing in the Dalet Amos. So now the husband puts the get down and he says, I want to hurry up a Guresh. He puts the get down in the Simta. And he wants, she should be kinder. Why is he putting it down? She'll say she doesn't want to take it. I don't know, whatever the case. He puts it down. And now it's simultaneously both of theirs. This is Rebbe Kivega's kasha. The kasha is a very stark kasha.
It is.
That's a good question. We can discuss that. It's a very good kasha. I was going to ask that kasha soon. Hopefully, we get to it. That question is a good question. Question is, if you're standing at the bus stop and you don't realize the money isn't back of you within your Dalet Amos, and then someone comes and says, "Hey, the money," picks it up. If you say, "It's my Dalet Amos," even if you don't know about it. So we're going to discuss that. We'll get to it. Everything. The nice thing about Dalet Amos is it's seems everything is totally in the same chakira. Everything again. Now, Rabbi Kidega says a teretz. Now, what you have to do with his teretz is you have to swallow it in two steps. First, you have to hear his teretz. When you first hear the teretz, it sounds like it doesn't sound like a davar hamistaver. You know, it's halacha, halacha. Then we'll hopefully we'll have a good havana. Rabbi Kidega's teretz is the following teretz. Rabbi Kidega says that a person's dalet amis is only his dalet amis for things that he has a connection to, or a possible connection to. Things that he's a shaykhis to. If you have a shaykhis to it, that's going to your dalet amis. Something you have zero shaykhis to, for that it's not your dalet amis. Memela. Therefore, Zabdra v'kideg, in our case, yeah, Reuven was standing there. The husband and wife came. Then Reuven left. Now, legabe a mitziah, if a mitziah would fall there, then it's emis. That dalet amis is equally the husband's and the wife's. It's true. Rabbi Kivaga's kasha is emis in the case of a mitziah, or something hefka that falls there. It's emis. If the person goes away, the two other people are kind of simultaneous. However, that's only true legabe items that Reuven had a shaychus to. Reuven had a shaychus to any mitziah. The mitziah would fall there. When he's there, it would be his. But legabe a get, Reuven has no shaychus to a get. Right? This get is between this man and this woman. Either it's the man's get or it's the woman's get. Reuven, who is there, he has no connection, no shaychus, no nothing to do with the get. Therefore, legabe the get, we have to imagine as if Reuven was never there. Legabe the get, Reuven's dalet amis doesn't play a role. And legabe the get, when the husband and wife come, whoever came first, it's that person's dalet amis for negeh git. Negeh mitziyah, nah. Negeh git, whoever came first, it's his dalet amis. What? Who else could he get up shaktis to? It's only husband and wife. So you're right. That's why I told you at first Rabbi Kivaga doesn't sound like it's so mistaken. Because Rabbi Kivaga is saying that the same Dalet Amis is Reuven's Legabe Metziah. Kozmani's there. And it's not Reuven's Legabe Aget. Legabe Aget, it's the husband and wife's. Kivaga is like cutting it with a knife without. You need some explanation. Meicha Tesi. We're saying, Kozman Reuven is there. It's his Dalet Amis for Metziah, for Hefker. Anything that someone wants to give him a Matana, it's his Dalet Amis. But Legabe Gittin, even when he's there, it's not his Dalet Amis. You're talking Legabe Aget. Oh, Legabe Aget, it's not his. All right, if Kivega would say, so also Mishra Sinai, I would accept it. But Svara needs a husband. What? It has to be his, remember? Get that's not his, he can't be Megarish with. It's true, but it starts off his. And then it's going to become hers. He has a shaykhus to the ownership. He's saying somebody has shaykhus to owning this thing, even if he doesn't want it at the end. He has shaykhus to owning it. Okay, what? But she has potential shaykhus for him. Because he could be kind of matana in the Dalet Amis. Reuven? This Reuven, well, what does he have to do? Lots of it's Lechusai. But the Baal is not going to give it to him, lots of it's Lechusai. I'll give you another case. Kivaga Nechuva has another case which he basically says the same thing. His case is Reuven is standing in the Dalet Amis. Then Shimon comes into the Dalet Amis. Shimon is second. Then Levi comes, and Levi wants to give Shimon a gift. a matana. Okay, you got it? Reuven was there first. Shimon was there second. And Levi says to Shimon, I want to give you a matana, this box. He puts it down in his dalet atz. Question is Shimon kinder? Mm-hmm. Is Shimon kinder that box? Now, before the Rebbe Kiva Eger, I would have said, of course he's not kinder. It's Reuven's dalet atz. Reuven was there first. It's Reuven's dalet atz. So of course he's not kinder. Comes Rebbe Kiva Eger. Well, how does it work out with Rebbe Kiva Eger? Mm-hmm. What? Who has no shaykhs? Comes Rebbe Kiva Eger. He says, no, Reuven has no shaykhs to this. It's Levi's thing, which he's giving to Shimon. It's not Hefker. Levi's thing, Levi's giving to Shimon. Reuven has no shaykhs to it. So the same Dalaranis, which are Reuven's, Lagabi and Metzia, are Shimon's, Lagabi and Matana. It's really the same idea as Ged. And it's something which... What? He says, you have to have shaykhs. For Kenyan Dalet Amis, you have to have shaykhs to it. Matana? You have no shaykhs to this matana. If he wants to give it to me, I'll start having a shaykhs to it. But calls a man, it's Shimon. Lady's gift, he wants to give it to Shimon. Reuven's not a player. Reuven's not involved. When is he only for Mitzio or Hefker, or someone wants to give him a gift? He has to be a possible potential owner. Why doesn't Reuven? Because if it's a gift that Levi wants to give Shimon, or the Baal wants to give the Isha, so Reuven can't take it for sure. The owner was a magnet to him. He can't take it and say, I was kind of with Dalet Amis. The owner is the husband. And the husband was never magnet to him. Just because, don't think, if you're staying at the bus stop, someone comes with his own thing and puts it down, you can take it away from him. The magnet has to be magnet to you. So, if he has no shaykhs, he has no fear to say that it's his. Could... Yeah, then Shimon makes a kinyan while Reuven's in the Dalet Amis. If Levi gives something to Shimon, he's kinyan even while Reuven's there. The answer to this puzzle lies in an Avdi Meluim and Asugya, which is also the Avdi Meluim is Simon Lamed Ois Hei. It's a very geschmack Avdi Meluim. It's also one of the easy ones to read. Very flows very nice, beautifully. And although the Avnei Meluim doesn't bring Rabbi Kiva Eger, the Dibrei Yecheskel, Simin Nun Vav, he shtelsu and explains that this is all what Rabbi Kiva Eger is all about. It's all about one Chakira in Kinyan Dalet Amis, and pretty much most of the questions that we have on Kinyan Dalet Amis are this question, following Shad. Kinyan Dalet Amis is a Kinyan Dirabana. That we know. Rabbanu Misak and Kinyan Dalet Amis. What is the Hezber of this Kinyan? What is the Lumdis of the Kinyan? You could learn that the Kinyan was that the Dalet Amis belonged to the person standing there. It's a type of Kinyan Chatzar. In other words, the Torah said Kinyan Chatzar if you own a Chatzar. The Rabbanu said Kinyan Chatzar on your Dalet Amis in a Simta. That's one way to learn. I think that's the way most of us Pashtus learned. That it's a Kinyan Dalet Amis in a... that you own the Gufa Dalet Amis in the center. Or you could learn, no, you don't own the Karka. The Karka's not yours. Where do you get that from? It's your Dalet Amis? No! Chazawa Misakin, that objects, Chafetzin, which fall into your Dalet Amis, become yours. Not a din in the karka, it's not a kinyan chatzar. It's not your chatzar. It's a din in the objects, the chafetzim that fall within your dalet amis. Chazal said that they become yours. It's not a din in the karka at all. Din in the objects. L'may nafkamina, l'chayra, one nafkamina would be, our shayla, if you're not aware of it. Let's say you're standing at the bus stop and you're not aware that there's money near you.
We have a rule that you can't have a kinyan without das. Without das, you can't be kind of things. Even if you pick it up, if you don't know you're picking it up, you're not kind of. Except, there's only one kinyan that works without das. So which kinyan is that? That works without das? There's only kinyan chatzar. Kinyan chatzar, kind of why shalami das. Has to be mishtamera, so I'm a betzida. Right? Maybe you're right. Okay, one second. Let me just finish. What I wanted to say is that if the Dalet Am, if Dalet Am, this is a Kenyan and a Chayfetz, the Chazal was talking, the Chayfetz is yours. So Shalom Adaita, you can't work. It shouldn't work. Shalom Adaita, it shouldn't work. The only way it's possible to say it works is if it's Kenyan Chatzar. Kenyan Chatzar, that's not a Kekleb. What is the Takada that your Dalet Am, this is Kenyan Chatzar? Is it that it's your kinyan chatzar even shalai v'daitai like a chatzar mishtameres? Chazal said the loylesi l'tzuye, it's yours, and then you can be kind of shalai v'daitai too. Maybe like you're saying that even then you have to have das. Maybe, but certainly, if it's not kinyan chatzar, there's no way that you can be kind of shalai v'daitai. If it's kinyan chatzar, we can hear a tzad, a big tzad, I think that you should be kind of shalai v'daitai. These are the two ways to learn Kinyan Chatzar. The whole Rebbe Kiva Eger is these two ways. The whole Rebbe Kiva Eger is gebait on a Havana of these two ways to learn. In the Kasha, Rebbe Kiva Eger learned the first way. Rebbe Kiva Eger said, it's actually the same thing. If Reuven is standing there, it's his karka, it's his Dalet Amis. When Reuven goes away, it becomes the husband and wife's Dalet Amis. In his kasha, Rabbi Kivega understood kinyan chatzar that you're kind of the guf hakarka, right? The kinyan Dalet Amis that you're kind of the guf hakarka. In his teretz is no, it's not a din in the karka. It's a din in the chafetzin. In the objects, Chazal said, whatever object comes into your Dalet Amis is yours. Now, obviously, if it belongs to someone else, it's not yours. If an object comes into your Dalet Amis and it's hefker, or someone wants to be machnet to you, then it's yours. If not, not. So, Rabbi Kiva Eger, if Reuven is standing there, and a husband puts a get down on the floor, so, what Chazam is saying that this get belongs to Reuven? No. There's no shaykhis to it. So, if Reuven is standing there, even if he didn't leave, he's still standing there. And a husband and a wife comes there. And the wife comes first. And then the husband comes. And the husband puts down a get. The wife is kind of the get. Why? Because the fact that Reuven is there, is that a stira to the wife getting the get? No, because Reuven has no shaykhis to the get. If you learn Reuven owns the Dalet Amis, then he has a shaykhis, it's his chatzar. But he doesn't. He only has a right to chafetz him, which fall in these Dalet Amis that are either hefker, or that he has a shaykhis to, someone's makdik. Legabe get, he has zero shaykhis. Legabe get, it's the husband and wife, whoever was there first, is kinda finished. It's only a din that Chazal makta the chafetzim to the person who's there. So therefore, Reuven being there is not a stira. Husband and wife want to give a get. Who cares if Reuven's there? He has no shaykhis to this object. So there's no kinyan Dalet Amis to this object. This is the way the Rebbe Chesma explains to Rikki Vega. It's a nu havona in kinyan Dalet Amis that you're not kind of the karka. It's a din and chafetzim that fall into your Dalet Amis, your kainah. Comes out, if you want to give me a gift, someone else was in the Dalet Amis first, not a stira. You can give me a gift, you put it down, and it becomes mine, because I'm a second. Whatever's in my Dalet Amis is mine. He was here first, he has no shaykhis. If he has a shaykhis, he's being first, it's his. If he doesn't have a shaykhis, I'm the only one that has a shaykhis, I'm kainah. These are the two mahalchim in Kinyan Dalet Amis
whichever sugya you're going to learn in Shas, and wherever you're going to go to Shir, no matter where, as soon as you have Kinyan Dalet Amis, these two ways to learn Kinyan Dalet Amis, all the Tulkulim, all the Shtikuch Torah, Kinyan Dalet Amis, all are mistaiviv on this one Shaila, because it's so basic. What's the Kinyan Dalet Amis? Is that your Kinyan the Karka, type of Kinyan Chatzar? Or is it that you're Kinyan the Chayfetz? Rabbi Kiveg's Chiddush is only a good Chiddush because we understand, like Rabbi Kiveg's Maskana, that you're not kind of the Guf HaKarka. You know, it's only a Takana on objects, on things that fall there. The Mela, the Takana is, whoever was there first that has a Shaykhis to it, he's the one that kind of with his Dalet Amis. This is the Poyel Yaitzeh from this Rabbi Kiveg. We're not finished with it yet, but these are the two avodas of Kinyan Dalet Amis. I have to tell you that we're going to see. First of all, the Torah's Gittin says the same thing as Rabbi Kiveg. Torah's Gittin's in the Sivas. So you have already here a very strong raya. Beis Halevi calls them this raya. He calls it the Torah's Gittin's Chiddush. He doesn't refer to it as Rabbi Kiveg. He calls it a raya chazaka. It's a very strong raya from this sugya. The way Kinyan Dalet Amis works. Question is, we're going to pass in this way. We'll have to see. But he calls it a riot to Madi Efshatan to Tishlaga. It's a very strong riot. This Rabbi Kiveg's cash. Yeah, one of the problems is that it's such a big Kiddush. The Rishonim always use the Lashon of either Chatzah Mamish or Kinyan Dalet Amis, which is a bit of a problem. So we're going to have to see how we're going to work it out with the Rishon. So for that, start a whole new discussion. In the beginning, you're not going to see what shaykhs it has.
No.
But you'll see, it'll come back to it. Rabbi Kiveg, I told you, almost anything that has to do with Kinyan Dalet Amis comes back to Rabbi Kiveg. We'll learn now in Avni Miluim. Avni Miluim, again, Simon Lamets of Cut and Hay, whole new shaykh. Question. Kinyan Dalet Amis is a Kinyan Derabbanan. Eishes Ish is an Issa Deraisa. How could you give an Isha a get with a Kinyan Derabbanan and take off the Issa Deraisa of Eishes Ish? How could that be? If you say Dalet Amis to get is not hers, Minatayr. It's only hers, midrabanan. How does that work? So what's the answer? You look puzzled. Yes? What? You give it on a hand, that's a king deraisa. You put it in a chotzer, that's a king deraisa. A tight dala myself, that's a king derabanan. Huh? It depends. Not understanding it is fine. If you don't understand it for the right reason, then you know a teretz. Again, could she only get min haTorah if it's only the Rabbanan that it's hers? Min haTorah? Yavin Eishes Ish. Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai. There was no Rabbanan. A man wanted to give his wife a get, threw it within a Dalet Amis. She's still an Eishes Ish, right? So how could the Rabbanan come along and make a din Rabbanan to make her Eishes Ish? She's an Eishes Ish, she has to have a get deraisa. So tell me something. That's one possibility. Good. I thought the other one would come first. Huh? No, but here she could be gracious without another king. She could be gracious when it falls within a Dalet Amis, even if afterwards it gets burnt out. The Rabbanan have a kayak. You're right. Only to Machlokes, the Gemara. Only Bishav Al Tasa, according to most. You can't allow someone to marry Eishes Ish. Let me ask you a question. Let's say the Rabbanan say something is mine. Once it's mine, is it really mine or just imaginary mine? I want to say something is mine. Let's say Kinyan Dal Ha'amis. Let's say we're not talking about Gittin. Let's say we're at a bus stop and it's $20. I say it's mine. I'm kind of Kinyan Dal Rabbanan. It's really mine, or the Rabbanan said you're mechuyev to make believe it's yours. What? It's real. Is it mine or is it not mine? It's mine with the Rabbanan. What? The Rabbanan can make a kinyan da'as. The Rabbanan can do whatever they like. But how could the Rabbanan be matir neshes ish? So how could the Rabbanan do something that's mesayiv to be matir neshes ish? Therefore, the Ran says that since the Rabbanan have a right of Hefker Bezn Hefker, they have a right to make money, to give money whatever status they want. Therefore, when the Rabbanan create a kinyan, that kinyan is Pael Min HaTorah. That kinyan, if it really does become the other person's, it becomes his Min HaTorah, because there's a kayach of Hefker Bezn Hefker, which allows Bezdin to cause the objects to become somebody else's. Now that's called, in the Yeshiva Lashon, that's called Kinyan Derabbanan Mahani Min HaTorah. A Kinyan Derabbanan helps the Daraisas too. Because a Kinyan Derabbanan, why right did Rabbanan have to make them do Kinyanim? They have a Kayach of Hefke Bezna Hefke. So if you're talking about creating a new type of get, that would be Rabbanan have a Kayach di Matar Neshizish. But to make a Kinyan, Dinimonides, Kinyan, Rabbanan have a right of Hefke Bezna Hefke. So therefore, Zokta Ran, Kinyan de Rabbanan Mahani Min HaTorah, the Rabbanan with the Kayach of Hefke Bezna Hefke, they have a right to say that whatever is there is Min HaTorah belongs to the second person. Min HaTorah belongs to the second person. Because the Rabbanan can be mafka, I can be mafka my thing. The Rabbanan can be mafka anybody's thing. So the Rabbanan could come along and say, Hefka Bezn Hefka. And therefore it becomes a get d'oraisa. Hefka Bezn Hefka means pashtus. The Rabbanan could designate ownership of things. They could remove ownership of things. So Mimela, that's why it works. I'll tap Kabez. What?
The get can't come from Hefka.
Who said the get has to come from Hefka with Hefka Bezna? Hefka Bezna Hefka.
They're
mafker it at the moment that she's kind of. There's no in between. There's no second of Hefker, because then Reuven could be kind of too. It can't be a minute of Hefker. What? Isn't the Sina. The man is putting it onto the karka. Now let's try this way. Let's try this way, Duran. Yeah, you have problems with Duran. Let's try this way. Hefka Bezna Hefka, Bezna could be mafka the Dalai Lamas. They could take Dalai Lamas of a simta and say it's Ois simta. It belongs to whoever comes there first. Don't go with the first side of the Kibeg. But with the first side, it certainly works better, the Ran.
Yeah.
With the first side, the Ran works. With the second side, it's up, it's missing a little something. Because what Hefka Bezna Hefka going to help? If it has to go from him to her, so there's something in between. No? No, it makes more sense like Rabbi Kibeg's first time. The Kibeg's first time is very Gishmir. The Hefka Bezna Hefka goes on the Chatzar. And since it goes on the Chatzar, so then there's no problem. Davni Mum says this in the Ran. Davni Mum says that the Ran learns that the Kinyan Dal Ha'amis is with the Guf HaChatzar, with the Guf HaDal Ha'amis, and the Meila, the Ram makes sense. There's a second Teretz, the Ramban's Teretz. The Ramban says, as somebody wanted to answer before,
Rabban says, call the Mikadish, Adaita the Rabbana Mikadish. Call the Mikadish, Adaita the Rabbana Mikadish. You say, Kedas Moshe Yisrael. And therefore, Afkinu Rabban l'kidusha minei. When someone gives a get within Dalar Amis of his wife, Afkinu Rabban l'kidusha minei. The way it works is the Rabbanan Mafkia, the original Kiddushin, like we had in the Subhas on Daf Gimel, that is a Kayak of Afkin Rabban L'Kiddushin, in it. So after Ramban, that's how Kinyan Arba Amis works. When a man gives his wife a get with Kinyan Arba Amis, his original Kiddushin 25 years earlier is Afkinu, we said Kedas Moshe Yisrael, it's Afkinu. However, Afkinu works. We had then the two Mahalchim I had learned Afkinu Rabbanan. Rabbanu Mafkia, the original Kiddushin. And they made his bias for the 25 years bias nus, and that's how the get works. Huh? Why? This is the Ramban's text. So the Avnei Meluim has two kashas on the Ramban. First question is, like you say, why does the Ramban have to come on to this? What's wrong with the Ramban's teretz? He says the Ramban himself elsewhere holds of the klal of the Kinyan Rabbanan Mahalchin Deraisa. So why didn't the Ramban like the Ramban's teretz? You should immediately be thinking, what are you thinking? Why didn't the Ramban like the Ramban's teretz? What's that one going to say? Because Yalkar became like a second sad, right? That's what everyone's going to say. But that's the first kasha. The kasha is, why didn't the Ramban like the Ram? What's wrong with the Ram? What's wrong with this thing? The second kasha. The Mishnah says, v'chein l'inyan kiddushin. V'chein l'inyan kiddushin. That if you mekadesh an isha, the same way, you throw the ring within a dalet amis in a simta. So she becomes an eshes ish d'oraisa. Right? If you give mekadesh an isha, by putting the ring within a dalet amis in a simta, she becomes an eshes ish d'oraisa. Same exact kasha. How can you make a woman eshes ish d'oraisa with a kinyan d'rabbanan? So the Ran will say the same teretz. The Ran, no problem. The Ran's teretz is the dalet amis becomes the woman's, and there's no problem. Dalet amis becomes the woman, and hefka bez hefka, and there's no problem. But the Ramban's teretz doesn't fit by kedushin. What's the Ramban's teretz? Ramban's teretz is afkinu rabbanan l'kiddushin minei. It's a good get. Why is it a good get? Because originally you got married kedas moshav Yisrael. So when you give this get, it's good. Fine, that's a good teretz by get. What are you going to do by kedushin? How does that work? How can I be mekadesh a woman? I say hariyam kedesh asli b'tabasu kedas moshav Yisrael, and I put the ring down, and we're married. How are you married? How are you married min haTorah? The Rabbana said it's a good kedushin, but how is she an eshes ish d'oraisa? You're not thinking through all the steps. The Rabbana didn't say the kedushins of the Rabbana. When a man is mekadesh isha, he says I'm mekadesh on it tonight that the Rabbana are not happy with our marriage, because that's what should be Israel. Every man who gets married and marries his wife on the condition the Rabbana are not tefrit. So later, does it get the Rabbanan? So the Rabbanan become unzufrieden with the original Kiddushin. So let's say the Mafkiyat. That's good by a get, because the original Kiddushin was Adas. But in the Kiddushin itself, how could she become an Eshes Ish? She didn't become originally a Pnuya Aldas the Rabbanan. She was a Pnuya, she was born a Pnuya. So how could... No, it's not true. That's a misquote. The Rama says it's a Divrei Seferim. And everyone explains. Divrei Seferim just means Derech HaRambam. To write Divrei Seferim is that's a drush of Divrei Seferim, but it's a Deraisa. Ki Kesef is Deraisa by Kedushin. It's true. The Rambam says Divrei Seferim. You know, those who want to make Pupulim out of it, but the Rishonim all types of Rambam is Deraisa, and that's the Emes Advarim. There's no sheet in the Paiskim that Kesef Kedushin is Rabban. What? There's a very stark Akasha on the Ramban. According to the Ramban, we have a problem that that God's good. He answered Gittin, but he didn't answer Kiddushin. zakta avdei melucha. The Ramban learned like the second side of Rabbi Kiva Eger. He learned like the second side of Rabbi Kiva Eger. Now, what is Kinyan? Again, that rule doesn't quote Rabbi Kiva Eger. He says that side. Now, what is Kinyan Dalet Amis? What is Kinyan Dalet Amis? Not a Kinyan of the Chatzim, but a Kinyan of the Chesed, a Kinyan of the object. The Ramban was bothered. How does that work by Gittin? How does that work by Gittin? By Gittin, she has to get it from him either in her yad or in a chaser. It can't work with Sharkinyanim. How's that going to work with Sharkinyanim? Right? The Ramban says Sharkinyanim doesn't work by a get. So therefore, the Ramban had this problem that the get has to come from her hand into his hand into her hand or his hand into her chaser. There's no other way it could work. So therefore the Ramban had a kasha. And that's why the Ramban said his teretz of Kinner Rabbah L'Kiddushim. But that's only by Gittin. That's by Gittin. By Kiddushin, no problem. By Kiddushin it's not a problem. If there's no halacha, then it has to go miyada ish, liyada isha. Whatever the man does to make an isha mukudashis is good. He could dance in front of her also, right? Because lefanai, if it's worth a shavu prutha, is also a good kedusha. It works in any type of kinyan works. Memela, the fact that the rabbanon through hefka bez and hefka said that this ring becomes hers when he puts it in a certain spot, that's also a good kedusha. What's the difference? How mekadisha? If I'm mekadisha, the rabbanon told me if you put it there, it'll become hers. And I put it there, and it becomes hers, that's also a good kedushin. My nafkamina, how it gets from him to her. There's no v'nosam b'yada by kedushin. Kedushin kol kinyanim work. The Ramban never had a problem by kedushin. Because hefker bez and hefker, and a kinyan d'rabbanim mahanu l'daraisa. And the Ramban agrees with that, kinyan d'rabbanim mahanu l'daraisa. It's only by get, which has to go from his hand to her hand. So there, why does Hefka Bezna help? It's not Hachatzer. It's not Hachatzer. See, there he had to come up with his teretz about Tin Rabban of the Kedushin. This is Avdi Meluim's hanging this machlokes on the Ran and the Ramban, which means Rabbi Kiva Eger's Chiddush is totally in a machlokes Yishayim, the Ran and the Ramban. The Mela. Our final step in the Rebbe Kiva Eger is to see if it's emes lahalacha. And also, if you don't hold Rebbe Kiva Eger's teretz, we're going to have some other pshat in the Gemara by Yeshua Tamsek. We have to have some other pshat. So for this comes the Beis HaLevi. Unusual, maybe. I'll tell you, Beis HaLevi, you can get scared. It's a short, simple Beis HaLevi. Unfortunately, I don't remember. It's a Chelek Gimel. Look at Mafteach and Agimara, and it's just the first paragraph. It's a long tshuva, but it's just the first paragraph of the tshuva. He makes the ha'ara legabe whether he says Riki Vegas kasha is a kasha chazaka. It's a raya chazaka to Riki Vegas shita. However, he's ma'orer that lahalacha there might be a different way out, and that's the Beis HaLevi. I would encourage you to learn the Avdim Luim inside the Riki Vega upgeretz, the short Riki Vega. And the Luim is Simon Lamed, it's very gishmak. And the Beis HaLevi. Tomorrow's Thursday, I don't know how much further we'll get. We'll probably just spend our time on this sugya, so please spend your time on this.